Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, hello, wonderful listeners. I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome you to our exciting podcast, Dissertation in 90 Days. Whether you're cozied up with a cup of tea or bustling through your day, I'm so glad you're here with us. Today, we're delving into a topic that's truly a cornerstone in the grand structure of your dissertation journey. We're discussing selecting the ideal mentor for your dissertation. You see, navigating through the intricate maze of academic research can be daunting, and having the right mentor is akin to having a lighthouse guiding you through foggy waters. Imagine this: your mentor is not just an advisor, they are your ally, your guide, and sometimes your biggest cheerleader. Selecting the right one could mean the difference between a bumpy ride and a smoother, more enriching journey. So, dear scholars, let's spend the next few minutes uncovering the keys to finding that perfect mentor who aligns with your vision, supports your research, and perhaps challenges you to reach new academic heights. I promise by the end of this, you'll be equipped with practical insights to make this crucial choice. Remember, this journey is not just about earning that coveted title, but also about growth, learning, and overcoming challenges. So, notebooks at the ready, or just sit back and absorb. Let's embark on this insightful exploration together. All right, let's dive deep into segment one, understanding the role of a mentor. This is where we lay the foundation for our journey. First things first, what exactly is a mentor in the context of academic research? Picture a mentor as a seasoned navigator in the vast sea of academia. They've sailed through rough and calm waters and now have the wisdom and the tales to tell. A mentor is more than an advisor. They are a guide, a confidant, and a supporter who walks with you through the intricate paths of your dissertation journey. Now let's talk about why a mentor's role is so pivotal. Imagine embarking on a journey to uncharted territories without a guide. Daunting, right? This is where a mentor comes in. They not only help you map out your route, but also provide you with the tools to navigate the terrain. They're there for the academic stuff, sure, but their role extends to offering moral support, a listening ear, and sometimes that critical nudge to keep you on track. Let's unpack the difference between a mentor and a supervisor. It's crucial to understand this. Your supervisor is like the captain of your academic ship. They steer the direction, make sure you're adhering to guidelines, and that you're on track to reach your destination, the completion of your dissertation. Your mentor, however, is more akin to an experienced sailor who has weathered many storms. They provide insights, share experiences, and offer a level of support that is different from the structured oversight of a supervisor. So why is it beneficial to have a mentor alongside a supervisor? Well, think of it as having a two-layered support system. While your supervisor ensures you're meeting your milestones and adhering to academic standards, your mentor adds a layer of personal growth, emotional intelligence, and seasoned perspective to your journey. It's about having someone who can offer advice not just on the what of your research, but also on the how and the why. A mentor can also be your sounding board. Ever had an idea that you're not sure about? Or faced a challenge that seems insurmountable? That's where a good mentor steps in. They can offer a different viewpoint, help you brainstorm, and guide you towards finding solutions. They are often the ones who help you see the forest for the trees, providing clarity and direction when things seem muddled. In essence, a mentor's role is multifaceted. They are your guide, your advisor, and at times, the catalyst for your growth and development as a researcher. Their experience becomes your learning ground, and their insights, a tool for your academic and personal development. Understanding the role of a mentor is the first critical step in selecting the right one. Remember, a mentor is not just a part of your academic journey. They can be a pivotal influence in shaping your approach, perspective, and success in your dissertation journey. All right, friends. Let's roll up our sleeves and dig into what makes an ideal mentor. First off, the key qualities. Think of your mentor as the captain of a ship. You wouldn't embark on a journey with someone who's never been at the helm, would you? Absolutely not. That's why expertise and experience are non-negotiable. You want someone who's not just been there, but has navigated those waters successfully. This is someone who can offer insights that only come from real-world experience. But expertise isn't everything. How they share that knowledge is crucial. Approachability is key. Ever had a teacher who knew a lot, but was as approachable as a brick wall? Not helpful, right? Your mentor should be someone you can have honest, open conversations with. Someone who doesn't intimidate you, but encourages you to ask questions and seek clarity. Now let's talk about alignment with your research interests. Picture this, you're all about exploring medieval literature, but your mentor is a modern technology buff. It's like trying to have a conversation where you're speaking different languages. For a fruitful mentorship, your mentor's academic interests and expertise should align with your research topic. It's about finding that common ground, that shared passion. This alignment can make a world of difference in how they guide and inspire you. Moving on, communication and availability are absolutely essential. Ever sent an email that seems to disappear into a black hole? Frustrating, isn't it? Your mentor should be someone who responds, who engages with your queries, and offers feedback. But remember, communication is a two-way street. It's not just about them being responsive, it's about them being clear and constructive in their feedback. Availability is another big one. Let's be real. Having the world's most brilliant mentor doesn't help if they're as available as a snowball in the Sahara. You need someone who's present, someone who can offer guidance when you're stuck or unsure. It doesn't mean they need to be at your beck and call, but they should be accessible when it matters most. In essence, think of these characteristics as your compass in selecting the right mentor. Expertise, approachability, alignment with your research interests, communication, and availability. These are the pillars that can support and elevate your dissertation journey. And there you have it, my friends. With these points in mind, you're well on your way to finding a mentor who's not just qualified, but also the right fit for you and your academic voyage. All right, everyone, let's sail into segment 3, finding the right mentor. This is where we translate knowledge into action. So, where should you begin your search? Picture yourself as an explorer. Your university faculty is your base camp. It's where you start. They're familiar with the territory and can often guide you towards potential mentors. But the journey doesn't end there. Your professional networks, both online and in the real world, are like uncharted territories filled with possibilities. Engage actively, attend events, and don't be shy to express what you're seeking. What about conferences, workshops, and academic seminars? Think of these as bustling marketplaces. They are rife with opportunities to meet seasoned professionals and potential mentors. So make the most of them. Attend, participate, and network. You never know where a casual conversation might lead. Approaching a potential mentor might seem like scaling a mountain, but it's more like crossing a bridge. It starts with a simple email. This is your first impression, so make it count. Introduce yourself briefly. Be clear about why you are reaching out and why you think they would be a great mentor for you. Looking for a starting point? The internet is brimming with email templates, but remember, personalization is key. Make your email reflect who you are and what you aspire to achieve. Setting up a face-to-face meeting, even if it's virtual, can significantly impact this budding relationship. It adds a personal touch and shows your commitment. Now let's talk about nurturing this mentor-mentee relationship. Think of it as cultivating a garden. It requires consistent care and attention. Be upfront about your goals, your expectations, and also what you bring to the table. Regular communication is crucial. Update them on your progress, share your challenges, and actively seek their feedback. But it's not just about taking, it's about giving too. Show interest in their work. Understand their perspectives. A mentor-mentee relationship thrives on mutual respect, understanding, and appreciation. Remember, a good mentor can not only guide you academically, but can also be a pillar of support and inspiration. In a nutshell, start your search from your university, broaden it to your networks, and don't underestimate the power of conferences and seminars. Approach with a personalized email and foster the relationship with clear, respectful communication. Remember, finding the right mentor is not just about ticking a box. It's about embarking on a journey of growth and learning. Now, let's steer into segment 4, navigating challenges and setting expectations. This is crucial for a smooth journey. Every journey has its bumps. It's the same with mentor-mentee relationships. One common challenge? Communication. Sometimes it's like radio silence, and other times it's just not effective. Here's a tip. Establish a regular check-in schedule. Whether it's weekly emails or monthly meetings, consistency helps. Also, be clear and concise in your communications. No need for long, winding messages. Another roadblock can be differing expectations. Maybe your mentor's vision doesn't align with yours, or their feedback style doesn't resonate with you. It's okay. Open and honest conversations are key. Discuss your concerns. Often a simple chat can clear the fog. Now let's talk expectations and boundaries. Think of them as the guardrails on your journey. They keep you on track. Right from the start, be clear about what you expect from this relationship. How often do you want to meet? What kind of support are you looking for? Lay it out. Boundaries are equally important. Respect your mentor's time and space. Understand they have other commitments too. Likewise, make sure your own boundaries are respected. It's about finding a balance. Remember, it's a two-way street. As much as your mentor is there to support you, you also need to invest in this relationship. Be proactive, take feedback positively, and most importantly, be open to learning and growing. So to wrap this up, communication is key, and so is setting clear expectations and boundaries. Be open, be respectful, and be willing to navigate through the challenges together. That's how you build a mentor-mentee relationship that's not just successful, but also enriching. All right, folks, let's wrap up this insightful journey. We talked about finding that ideal mentor for your dissertation. Remember, mentors are crucial. They guide, support, and inspire. Look for someone with expertise, experience, and who's approachable. Ensure their research interests align with yours. And communication? It's vital. They need to be available and communicative. We also navigated the tricky part of finding the right mentor. Start with your university, spread out to your networks, and don't forget about conferences. Approach them with a personalized email, and remember to build a healthy, respectful relationship. Challenges? They're part of the journey. Overcome them with clear communication and by setting expectations and boundaries from the start. So, what are you waiting for? Start your search. Find that mentor who will be your guiding star through your dissertation journey. Thank you for tuning in. Your journey matters, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And hey, before you go, don't forget to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Yes, you heard it right. He completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a game changer. Grab your copy at writerser.com/playbook. Until next time, keep striving and thriving. You've got this.